Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. Today, I'm your host, Cody Fox. We are in the beautiful mountains of North Carolina here in Asheville, and I am lucky enough to have Melinda and Amanda with On Track with us today. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know On Track is, tell us a little bit about yourselves, the On Track organization as a whole. What are y'all all about?
Yeah. Well, I'll kick it off and introduce myself. Okay. and I'm going to say On Track WNC. We want to attach that WNC on that title and do that shout out to Western North Carolina, which is who we serve. So my name's Melinda Bullen, and I'm the executive director for On Track. And I have been with the agency now for 3.5 months. So I'm really new to the work. And I'm so lucky that Amanda is here with us and joining us, because she has a really strong background with On Track WNC. I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Thanks, Melinda, and thanks for having us, Cody. I'm Amanda Hunsucker. I'm the program director at On Track WNC. And I've been with the organization for about 8.5 years. Got my start as a financial counselor, worked with a mortgage foreclosure prevention program, our emergency savings fund, and now I get to supervise our counselors, educators, and programs. And On Track, just this year in 2023, has been celebrating our 50th birthday anniversary. It depends on which way you spin it, but we're super glad to have half a century serving the Western North Carolina community. Looking forward to the next half century.
I was going to say, that's amazing. I don't think I realized it's been 50 years now. So that is great. And you've only got a fifth of that under your belt. So you've not.
And Amanda, you know, represents something else that's really special about On Track, that so many of the folks that actually work at On Track WNC also have been clients in the past. In fact, we were thinking about this the other day, and we think maybe 75% of our staff have at one point been a client for On Track too. So there's just a real representation of community on the staff itself in the services that we provide, which is really lovely. And Amanda's one of those.
I love that. And employing people in the area too, and keeping it in the, that's great. Tell us a little bit about what On Track actually does for clients.
Yeah. Well, we have really five areas that we work in as both a nationally certified HUD housing agency, Department of Housing and Urban Development, and with our affiliation through the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, the NFCC. The five areas that we do most of our work in are credit building. If you want to understand how credit scores work and how to build or rebuild your score, budgeting, how to make a spending, savings, and income plan that actually works in real life. Assessing debt options for debt that has become unaffordable or stressful. Avoiding foreclosure, which supports homeowners who have a mortgage and may be struggling. And then last, my all-time favorite, our first-time homebuyer support program.
I have a little a favorite for first-time homebuyers as well, so I understand. It's that extra excitement that they have. But so y'all cover a lot of, mainly on the financial side, either preparing or, preparing somebody to not just buy a home, but just credit in general and financial education, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. The way I like to talk about it is we all go through life in a life cycle, and our finances kind of do the same. So whether you are young and just learning, or whether you've been through some parts of life and need to rebuild, or whether you're ready to kind of take stability to the next level of achieving those long-term dreams and goals, On Track is there for households in our Western North Carolina area to be a companion and a partner to walk alongside them with access to high quality, fact-based information, personalized plans, because knowing more doesn't always lead you to do more. If you're like me, you know, I go to the doctor, my doctor says, eat well, get nutrition and sleep. I'm like, okay, great. But life happens, right? The same is true for our finances. So we try to really help folks work with their strengths, mitigate their challenges, come up with a personalized plan, and then we're there for support to walk alongside them on the journey.
The thing I think that's really important to note too, and Amanda sort of alluded to this, but I just want to emphasize it, underline it, and highlight it, that these services are free for people, right? Free for community mm-hmm. members. And I think that's one of the things that's really special. As a nonprofit, of course, we're providing service to Western North Carolina in this way. So while there's lots of opportunities to get advice in a variety of ways, from the internet to, you know, your buddy Joe, OnTrack is one of those places that you can go for, I think, really stable, solid, and free advice around stuff that the truth is most of us didn't learn. Most of us didn't have that opportunity. I mean, it really, from all walks of life, unless you had the good fortune of being in a family or being in a situation where you learned mm-hmm. directly from somebody that had success in this way, this is information you didn't have. And so most of us are learning really hard lessons once we are in charge of our own dollars in some way. And so really OnTrack is not just free, but it's for everyone.
And I think along those lines, they don't teach any of this in high school or even in right. college. And so and honestly, sometimes listening to family isn't always the best idea right. either. Mm-hmm. So having this as a free service is huge, and people don't know about it as much as they should. Now, and what areas do y'all cover too? We keep saying OnTrack WNC, and this is a national That's podcast. Right. So tell us about the areas that you cover, and if somebody's not in that area, do y'all partner with other people?
Yeah, thanks so much, Cody. Certainly, it would be wonderful if we could serve everyone in all 50 states. But as an agency that has 15 employees, that could probably be difficult to do. So we actually have a service area of 18 counties in Western North Carolina. And, mm-hmm. you know, mostly our in-person services are concentrated around Buncombe County, Henderson County, Yancey, and Haywood. But we offer free online courses. We offer Zoom counseling sessions and appointments for all of those other parts of the region that we serve. And if you want to see that service map, if you're curious, hey, am I in one of those counties that I can connect with OnTrack? You can actually go to ontrackwnc.org and you can see that service map. For those outside of our region that are looking for that really critical support from a trusted provider, we have a few recommendations. The first would be, if you're looking for credit counseling or debt counseling, we suggest that you reach out to the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at nfcc.org. They offer free counseling sessions to those dealing with credit concerns. If you're buying a home or you're dealing with foreclosure, or maybe you have questions about reverse mortgages, we recommend contacting the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, as you might know it. And they have folks that can help you if you go to hud.gov/counseling. We're also big believers that you have a great opportunity to talk to your lender. If you are banked and you're working with a credit union or bank, they have so many courses or free services because they mm-hmm. want you to be successful too. It's in everyone's best interest, right? So please check in with your lender and see if there's some services or counseling or coaching that you could get from them. Also want to recommend all 50 states have 211 services. If you're not familiar, 211 is a number that you can call, and it's a great place to get referred to other agencies or service providers. So if you have questions or you're not even sure who to call in your region, dial 211, talk to one of those folks. They're going to be able to help get you somewhere that could be helpful. But we just want to remind you, again, there's so much noise in the world, especially now that we have social media and internet and all that good stuff. And yep. some of it's really great, but there's a lot of noise too. So just really check your sources, you know, go to those nonprofits like OnTrack WNC or those in your area that are really focused on supporting you from just that really like human-centered, client-centered, community-centered perspective, or some of those government-backed agencies that are, mm-hmm. those are all safe places to go for really good advice. Those would be our recommendations.
I think in this, like you said, in this world, social media just takes over, and there is so much that you aren't sure if it's real or not, or somebody shared this, and I gotta. So having all of these are a really amazing resource. And you said, are these all on your website at the OnTrackWNC for the, just in case they're listening and didn't get a chance to write it down or something?
Yeah, so there are opportunities to learn more about resources on our website. And also our number is there and our email address is there. So if there's a question, we're happy to direct people to the right resource for sure. But also just want to underscore that 211 number, because wherever you are in the, you know, 50 states, you can call that number and find the resource in your area too.
That's actually a new one for me. I did not know that. I'm going to call them after this.
And wide variety of topics they cover, not just finances or housing. Yeah.
So, I guess to talk about some success stories that you guys have had. I mean, I think a huge success is, like you said, 75% of your staff used to be clients. That's a success in of itself right there. But, tell us about some, for the listeners that are going to, well, maybe this isn't for me, or, I don't know if this is going to help me. Let's make it a little bit more comfortable for them.
Yeah, absolutely, Cody. I was just thinking back to a big client success story that we were celebrating last week at our staff meeting. And I've changed the name just because we respect confidentiality and we know finances are private. But I wanted to tell you an anonymous story about somebody I'll call Juan. Juan first started with us in 2019 and came to us for our credit builder program. Well, right after 2019, something big happened in the world in early 2020. I think it was maybe a global pandemic, and a lot of things got derailed. Well, Juan made it back to us in the beginning of 2022. And I want to note that was just a little over a year and a half ago. And at that time, Juan was still struggling. He was struggling to stay up to date with his bills and have all his bills paid in full and on time. But Juan showed up. He put in the work. At each step, he talked with our team and said, okay, what's the next step for me? What's the next step for me? And together they worked out a personalized plan, and he kept doing the work and kept taking baby steps and moving forward. Once he was able to get caught up with bills, he was able to take a look at his debts and get into some more affordable debt repayment options. Both of those actions right there had the natural impact of helping improve his credit score. And fast forward to October 2023, just a year and a half after he came back and said, hey, I'm still struggling. He closed on his very first home that he owns in his own name outside of Asheville, North Carolina, and is a super proud homeowner for him and his sons. So that right there is just the heart of why we do what we do, because life is tough. There is so much going on out there in the world, but folks like us here at OnTrackWNC are here for you. And when you're ready and want to partner, we'd love to walk along with you through the journey.
Yeah.
Him getting, it only took him a year and a half to get it together on, I mean, are we looking at high debt to income that he had? Was he building credit score, building a savings, all of the above? And y'all were able to help him get to that?
Yeah, I would say there were two big factors at play for Juan. One is here in Western North Carolina, just like so many parts of the country, what you're able to earn in the workforce and what housing costs are not really a match nowadays. And so Juan realized he needed to increase his income so that he could not only afford life while he was still renting, that he could afford this stable new home for himself and his family. So that was one piece. We were able to help him think about some numbers and set some targets. And then he went out and did it himself. The other thing he was able to do is participate in a special program we have, thanks to a local grant funding source through our local community foundation. We call it the Secure Program because we all want to feel secure when it comes to our finances. This program helps folks build or rebuild an emergency savings fund so that they leave, some folks for the very first time in their life, some for the first time in a long time, leave our program with that very baseline of over $1,000 in an emergency fund. And I will say the Juans of our community are sometimes the exceptions. They go above and beyond. They're the A++ participants. And so I bet that Juan left the program with more than $1,000 in his savings account. But again, we offered the support, the tools, and the structure, and folks like Juan are the ones who make it happen for their families every day.
You got to want it, and you've got to put in the work, but you've got to know how to make that happen, too. And y'all are doing this all for free, too, for everybody. I'm still just reiterating that because that just blows my mind. But that is awesome that he was able to leave again with more than what you typically have for an emergency fund in there. So, but any other success stories that, get people thinking about what they need to do or who to reach out to?
Well, actually, as we were preparing for this podcast, I thought, what would be like the top two things I would recommend for anybody who is on a financial journey, regardless of where you're at? And so that's what I kind of wanted to leave us with, was my top two tips. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Yeah. What advice you got for us?
Well, the first tip I wanted to share is get comfortable with your money. And that is such an easy thing to say, but it's a hard thing to do. When bills are coming in and the money's not there in the bank account to cover them, it can be all too easy to just let those envelopes pile up and not open them, or to put things on auto pay or set up an app or a automatic subscription and then not even really know what's coming or going from your bank account. So get comfortable with your money. That can mean so many different things to so many different people. At a very basic level, we say have a date with your money once a week. Make it fun. Pour a nice beverage, light some candles, put on your favorite music, and sit down and really spend an intentional 15 or 30 minutes looking at your money and thinking about how you're doing, how what you're doing day to day, week to week is helping you with your goals. The next thing I would suggest is coming back to that idea of an emergency fund. We are all better off when we have a safety net. So if an emergency fund is not something that you've built up, start looking at how can I take $25 from my next paycheck, for an example. Put that somewhere out of sight, out of mind, so that I'm not tempted to go to it for something fun. But on that rainy day when I really need it, it'll be there for me. And do that paycheck after paycheck after paycheck. And then the last thing to reiterate is what we've been talking about this whole time. Reach out for support and resources. They are available in every community. Sometimes we don't even know where, what to ask. But when you start kind of poking around, I suspect no matter where you're at in our country, you'll discover there's a rich network in your community there and waiting to help partner with you to reach your financial and housing goals.
Yeah.
Love it. For free, guys, for free.
Yeah,
this is not costing you anything. Your community is supporting this and wants to, I mean, the community support alone is keeping this to give back to people that need the assistance. Mm-hmm. And that is just huge to be able to have that community support as well.
Yeah. You know,
you're going to say something, Melinda? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was just going to say, Cody, you're so right. I mean, it is community supported. And I want to just like go back to Amanda's last point. And this is, and I'm thinking about Juan, and I'm thinking about so many clients that I've had the privilege of sort of hearing about and getting to know through their stories and just the short time I've been there. And you know what? Like the stories remind me of so many people in my own life and sometimes me at certain points in my life, which is, you know, being shoulder to shoulder with somebody and looking at your finances can be so empowering because, and I think we can all agree there can be shame around finances. There can be fear around finances. There can be uncertainty. But a big piece of this too is sometimes it's just learning the language. Right. Sometimes it's understanding how to read your credit report. Sometimes it's understanding what is a FICO score and how is that different from my other credit scores? You know, some of these like brass tacks things that if you're not in the know, you could be making decisions that are really simple decisions, but can take you down different paths. And so having that money date is so critical because you're saying to yourself, I'm not going to be afraid and I'm just going to sit in front of it. And I'm going to work through some of this. And then also, yeah, finding that companion, finding that person that you can trust and you can ask those questions mm-hmm. is so critical. So it is about community, not just sort of the community support, like we're showing up for folks, but like we're in community with you because we are you. We've all been you and you're us.
We all had to learn from somewhere. Right. And sometimes it was the hard way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it was reading a lot of stuff to learn.
That's
about
right.
It. But unfortunately, we're trying to make it not be the hard way mm-hmm. for you. To wrap us up, we ask all of our guests, because the podcast is lending forward, what are you going to do in 2024 to lend forward what you have to give?
What a fun question, Cody. Thank you for asking. You know, what comes to mind is I want to lend forward my skills to listen, because I think we all really crave and deserve to feel heard and seen. And that's how I want to show up for those around me and my family, my community, and my workplace, to make sure that others are feeling heard and understood. How about you, Melinda?
Amanda, you totally, we were on the same track, but you know what? I was thinking about it from the agency perspective. So, again, as the new executive director, working with really smart, seasoned folks at the agency who've been around a really long time, I've been thinking a lot about what does this next year look like? And one of the things we've been talking about quite a bit as we think about strategic planning, as we think about sort of this next chapter of the agency and how we can show up for community, is that listening piece. So I'm going to take it to that agency position. And in 2024, I'm really excited for OnTrack to continue to engage our 18 county communities and ask that question, what are your needs? You know, we're post-COVID, we're constantly evolving. Our region, just like so many regions in the U.S., is changing. And so that means the needs are changing. And so a big thing that I think we can lend forward in this next year is really getting intentional around listening to all the different communities across 18 counties.
That's exactly what we need. That is exactly what we need. Thank you both so much for taking the time to join us. Again, my name is Cody Fox. If you want to check out their website, I'm throwing it out there one more time, ontrackwnc.com. Is it .com or .org? .org. Almost had it. But thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to catching you next week.
Thank you, Cody.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.